Hello, hello, this is Wedge from Killerbox Communique, and it's a glorious day in the UK. Spring has certainly sprung, and it feels good to be out. So there's bird song and traffic, and I'm walking my little dog. But I want to talk about intranets. I often want to talk about intranets, I get that. If you have a look at killerbox.net, then yes, I deal with communications, internal comms, and intranets. And the exciting news is, the intra team are hosting the intra-team event Copenhagen on the 1st of March for 3 days. Now, this is, a top-notch conference, and I'm very pleased to say that I'll be attending and listening intently to many of my intranet heroes, you know, the people who win awards for their intranet designs with Jacob Nielsen, and the people who write books about intranet design and use and Enterprise 2.0 and all of that good stuff, where we see that our intranets are becoming not just broadcast mechanisms as they were 5 years ago, but social structures where we can get stuff done in an online workspace. So that's what I like to talk about at killerbox.net. But the intra-team event Copenhagen, I'm just so excited to be able to go and very grateful to everyone who supported me in going. Intra-team, you should follow them on Twitter, the intra-team, and they have a multilingual website for people to log in and also blog within. So check out intra-team, but especially, if you have Monday the 1st and the 2nd and the 3rd available, or just one of the days, then think about attending right now. We've got something like a week to go. So if you and your team or you and your manager can have a chat about the benefits of not just listening to some of my intranet heroes, but engaging with people, literally having a chat about the best ways forward. It's just a fantastic opportunity to really go through some workshops and tackle intranet problems, and not just SharePoint 2010 or, problems with the platform. We all know the restrictions of our CMSs, our content management systems, but the point is it's how we use our intranets. It's the information, it's the content strategy that we adhere to, and it's how we involve the users. And when I say users, let's remember that you're a user, I'm a user, the internal communications team are users. So we need more user-generated content, don't we? We need more project-related content. It's not all about news, although my front pages have always been very news-heavy. When I've run intranets, I've always ensured that there's been a lot of company news, and I think that's right. I think companies have news, and it shocks me when I see stagnant front pages of other people's intranets, or when they have word puzzles and charity news, unless you're a charity, of course. But anyway, that's me in the sunshine. You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/wedge, and over at Killerbox Communique, killerbox.net. And as I say, there's a couple of posts online right now explaining the benefits of intra-team event Copenhagen. And it would be great to catch up. If you're already going, or if you're going to go, then please tweet me or grab my phone number or whatever, and we'll have dinner, we'll have drinks. Won't it be nice? But all the best to you on this glorious spring day. Bye for now.